Ho, ho, ho! This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho!
Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting.
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th edition.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Fit the theme music there.
Go ahead, make your Bon Jovis. Y'all go great.
I just get Bonder.
So we're sending his special then.
So, 10 for each oar.
10 for the boat.
10 for the boat. 20 for the boat. So that'd be 40 for two oars in the boat.
Plus the insurance policy.
Plus the insurance policy of 10. So that'd be 50 for the boat.
Hold on now. Does Thun need both oars? Not really. Come on now. Does he really need...
Here's my breaking oar. I can do this all day.
Do you have another oar?
Possibly. Here's my oar.
Sticky oars, but I don't think we need Thun for an extra 20 gold.
No.
Pretty girl. Pretty girl.
Or you can just walk across the water. Eager potion.
Dunk.
Water walking potion. 3,000 gold.
Now, do you have an air walking potion?
Bigger? No.
Still a check.
Like freezing potion.
Bigger? Yes, 3,000 gold.
3,000 gold.
Any monster killing potion?
No. That's why we have fun.
Use your monster killing potion.
But if they thought Ben killed a monster in the lake, they probably already
would have
done that.
Right.
Right. Potion of regeneration.
Possibly. 3,000 gold. We've been going right on potions. For 3,000 gold.
Just rent the boat.
Here, I gave him 50 gold.
Can we do a flyover?
All right, pushes the boat into the lake.
Why don't you and I take the sleigh and like rappel down?
Fly over. Do a flyover.
Yeah. We're doing a fly.
Why don't we just have
the
sleigh
laid down? Max doing business with your folks. She sits back down and goes big fish.
I hop in the boat. I pay for the goddamn thing to use it.
Nice knowing you.
Stay by the orcs, just in case they get too smart.
Saxon.
Well, the Gizmo and Beaker seem to be talking back and forth, and there's money exchanging hands, and then you realize they're betting on distances.
Saxon, row faster.
Row.
Quietly, Saxon.
You're good. I don't know. 25 feet out. So it kind of goes.
We should have someone like stand the shore and throw Robinson. Or the assorted small animals.
I started woodland creatures.
Or orcs. How much to ask them to go swimming?
I reach into my bag of tricks and chuck a badger in.
Badger.
And badger starts swimming around the lake. The rest of you guys, as you're sitting there, this giant tentacle comes out of the water.
Saxon.
Reaches down and pulls Saxon's head off. This spray.
And then I can say this works.
And Beaker kind of goes, take some money. You're just throwing. And the badger's like, jumps back in the boat. It's like, rolls up on the bottom.
The badger's
starts picking at the rubbery stuff. Yeah, the boat's just floating out there with the Saxon body going.
That was funny.
Just not getting your money back for the insurance policy.
I mean, the boat's still good.
Yeah, we're still going.
Can't get it back.
My
oh, wait, no! The hour! Yeah, okay.
Hey, that was his deal. You gotta go get your goal out of here.
Would you like to get your friend's body bag?
Not really.
No,
it's okay.
Well, that's
good. Hey, girl at sea is out here really in these days. We just like fly over and drop a match. Love you, Saxon.
That's well, we do have matches for sale if you'd like to buy some.
You got a girl married on that. I know.
If you'd like to have various funerals that we can
fireball?
Arrange.
Yes, I have a fireball. Fireball!
Stan goes, huh, this is going to be very interesting.
You're rowing! No, I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about the orcs. Oh, was I talking about him? The orcs are
dead.
Well,
he's dead.
He's dead.
Is he orc or is he dead? You see this body?
He's still rowing.
He's dead. Everything you've seen shows he is quite dead. So do you want to do the funeral pyre?
No, because he's Saxon.
Saxon is all about nature.
Hey, Farga, can you go check out Saxon and see if he's dead?
We actually want to, like, rot.
Did you see what happens with the bunnies? He walks over, grabs a bunny, and puts it.
It's like, first of all, the bunnies.
I would say, let's leave Saxon as he is.
Okay.
And
that dope is not biodegradable. Come on.
And see if the sled can land on the island.
Are we still headed towards the island?
No, you're standing on the dock.
Oh, okay.
I disbelieve that Saxon's dead.
Yeah. I'll pet the badger.
I could sell you a sleigh.
That's okay. We have
here's my sleigh.
I hear the chunk.
It says Rosebud on it.
I just look behind us to make sure ours is still there. But he's not trying to sell us ours.
I pet the badger.
Pet the badger. He's like chewing on that.
You pet badger. Put the badger back in the bag.
We might consider being less callous if we thought he was, like, really permanently dead.
Then I take out a 10-foot bag and go... in the hole.
All right, so you're heading back. What are you doing?
I'm going to the sleigh and asking him to
fly
over top.
What are you doing, Scott?
I'm disbelieving that Saxon is dead.
All right. The tentacles are coming up and ripping the body to pieces.
Okay, I still disbelieve.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm contemplating the fate of these orcs. And how much they've annoyed me. Because apparently I'm having a good day and I don't want to spoil it.
And then how many fireballs can you throw? One.
Would you like to buy a fish? We have plenty.
This is a special.
We also have salt.
This is a special spell.
Is there any, like,
and
fire... ranged spell.
For that matter, we have chips.
Like fireball. They also have
that might be able to spread out and like
grasping shadow.
You know, knock
four orcs for you is
boom. Well,
chasm.
We could probably arrange that too. That might cost you a little bit more. What are you doing?
I might just throw bunnies in the lake just for fun. It's
Russian cool so far.
Okay, so he's not crazy. He's tossing
bunnies. No, distraction. Better teeth for the monster?
It's been a weird day.
Really? Are you sure about that? Being weird?
Should I fireball the orcs?
Remember, you're standing right next to them.
Oh. Photo, guys!
As you look through your book for fireball, one of them's actually looking at her. Oh, interesting! We got you to get back to the sleigh, and he's like, huh, that was like, you know, 3 minutes. Hey, where's the rest of you? You guys all died already?
No, only one of us died. Can you fly over and land on the island in the middle of the lake?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Alright, so you get to the little lake.
Hold the boat up.
There's three silver Santas. There's this woman standing there.
Oh, hello.
She's like, hello.
You can't. Oh, this can't end well.
How can I help you? Well, we are here for the three silver Santas.
Can you hold this apple?
Oh, sure. I need to get these three silver Santas out of your hair.
Yeah, yeah. Can you kind of get a little bit close? Just get in this pot.
Oh, no, 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 fine. Put the apple in the pot. You mind?
No.
Is there a reason why you're poking me? Well, pick up the silver Santas.
There's a rabbit.
Huh. Fascinating.
Bad.
Pops the rat. Could just get in the pod. This would make things a lot easier.
I want to get in the pot.
Get the coins out of her for the insurance policy on that thing.
At this point, you're flying above. And you look down, and there's Saxon. He's got these three silver Santas. There's also this very ugly woman. Like, tall, green, long nose.
Yeah.
Just covered in rags, and there's a stench. And, Tinker Bob's like, I'm not landing near that.
Can you just, like, go down low enough that Saxon can get on?
I'm not going there.
If
like,
I get rid of... Exactly, we need to go get him in Silver Santa.
Well, they push.
Slap Tick.
Hey!
Slap Tinker Bob.
If I get rid of her, can he land
yeah,
on there?
Yeah, push.
No.
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 No. Can the reindeer hover? Can they, like...
Push.
So at this point, two bodies go. Accident.
I did command on her.
All right, so.
I was just going to push her in the pot.
No.
What is this, Hansel and Gretel or something?
What are the rest of you guys going to do?
That's baking. That's pot. Similar idea. I don't know if there's a fire. There's a
you will at this point see the sleigh is circling the island.
Mm-hmm.
Those two have just fallen off.
I mean, how far can your fireball go?
I think it'll... Before.
Hey, can Bob throw some rope down to our peeps down there, will you?
Man, my magic socks in the fourth edition.
Hey, Bob.
Throw a rope down!
Huh? Takes the sleigh off, heads over in your direction, lands. What?
Wait, I think... You are going to take some rope and attach it to a very firm piece of sleigh,
uh-huh.
with a good knife.
And then lower down the rope.
I think your friends are being eaten by a hag.
Yes. No. I know this.
We're not.
So, what you're going to do is...
I got one, so I'm getting sauce for him.
Eaten, I hate this. Always the same.
I could fly you over there, too.
Riven, let's go. Let's fireball them from above.
Yeah.
And I'll encourage you with...
If he pushes me, you better push him off, too. Is always
I'm a whole finger bob. I'm going to tie him up. I can't remember.
All right, so you're going to tie up Tinker Bob.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
As the slave sitting there.
Gonna take the reins.
One of the reindeer kind of looks back.
Yeah, mule, yeah!
I didn't know reindeer had
been a tie Tinker Bob.
No food for you.
Hi. Hi, Maggie.
Tell you what, I'll give you a nice little sea hag if you fly us over. Come on.
You can just untie me.
Yeah, but they might push us over, and I'm not having that. So
we could just tie one of us, I guess, to his belt.
We'll tie a rope to him, around him.
Ah, yeah, to one of us.
Yes.
Yeah, to me, especially.
Okay. All right.
So. Can I go now?
Yes, yeah. Let's go. No more pushing of people over the sled.
All right, so back to the island. You have Silver Santas. You have salt. You have pepper.
I have holy symbol and command.
Okay, right, let's roll initiative. Okay. For everybody. Where's my...
Well, we'll be in a different initiative, won't we? Because we're still technically flying over.
You can still roll initiative.
Okay.
Initiative
is
25. 25! Robin?
22.
Melissa?
21.
The wizard is quick to fire. Throw fireballs.
John?
21.
Nick?
14.
Go get your rope.
James?
Go get your rope.
Ethan?
15.
And?
Do we have an actual map?
Rope.
Yes.
Rope.
Ow.
Get your toy. Find your toy.
Oh. Was it like a pain shoots down on your toe?
Oh, really?
Scott's is 25. I vote for him.
I had the same problem last year. Well, I don't know. I just turned my neck weird one day, and it just... I had a problem for like 3 months until I started going to the chiropractor. It took 3 months after that for it to go away finally. It sucked.
Just turn your neck chart like it's real.
Yeah. That might not be good.
Yeah.
About 3 weeks sleeping on an eating diet.
Jeremy, I think Robin is dead.
And yes, I know you're not supposed to sleep on them.
She kind of went like this all of a sudden. And then
I just go. You feel cracks.
Yeah, that doesn't always help to call people, though. That doesn't always work on people.
I learned how to crack my own neck. Okay.
Marcio?
She always wants to go outside.
Pardon me.
Yay! Not a lot of room to maneuver, but...
I blame Jeremy for that.
Mm-hmm. You can always, like, splash around in the water. Well, 25 would be Scott, but he's in the bathroom and in the slide. James.
Yeah.
You're in the slide?
Yeah.
You're flying that way. Robin?
She's on the island.
You're on the island?
You're with the arrow.
Good.
Road.
She's not that mean. She just wants to eat you.
Yeah.
She's just hungry.
She's just like anything else in this world.
She's just partially peckish.
She needs a little more of salad.
That's more.
More?
24 and a
24. What did you say?
Yes and yes.
We might have enough silver Santas after this, maybe.
Crazy elf from Jackson Reaches Town. Steal them all over again. I mean, yeah.
But if we make the machine, we can have zombie.
Yes, zombie. Oh.
Silver Santa. We have all the ones we want.
No.
Why not?
Evil machines of Vecna are not good.
Why not?
All right.
Just not.
We can just throw the elves in there.
Embrace your
destiny. That's not kill hurting anybody. No. They're not people.
Elves are people too.
Okay, everybody on the island.
Too.
Everybody on the island hears these very, very nasty, evil whispers in their head. And you take 3 points of psychic damage.
Ow.
Wait, wait. He doesn't have a head, so does that really affect him? Come on now.
My
head's right here. I'm good.
Talking about.
She's going to howl at you all.
Okay.
It's versus your fortitude. It's going to hit your fortitude.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Does a 12 hit yours, Melissa?
No.
Okay. Does a 23 hit yours, Ethan?
Yes.
And does a 28 hit the dogs?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
that's quite a blow.
Okay, well, those of you who got hit take 6 points of damage and then are...
I didn't get hit.
All right, they're fine then. 1, 2, 3, you're in the water. 1, 2, 3, you're in the water. You're in the water.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Alright.
Okay. Doing command on her.
Okay.
I got 23.
Against what?
It's wisdom versus will.
Will, okay, that's enough to hit.
Okay, so she's knocked prone and I hit her.
Go.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She's over there.
Okay, knocked her on shore?
No, wow. She's still in the water.
She's in the water somewhere over there.
Alright. John, you're in the
throw in the salt
sleigh.
Pepper. Throw in the salt pepper.
Those of you in the sleigh will also see above you guys, flying towards the island, is this giant.
There is a storm.
Height with these snowmen people hanging off of it.
What the hell?
Is it's that? Moving a lot faster than you guys.
Fireball.
Just give us some warm air, you know, make sure that.
Well, you do have an action if you want
to hit. What, fireball?
It still has, yes, roll okay. What it says on there.
Okay, it says, intelligence versus intelligence versus reflex 10. So okay. Do I roll what, 1d20 plus 10?
Well, just roll your d20 and add the 10. Tell me what you get.
Okay. 14.
All right. Well, you hit the machine, and now it's on fire, heading towards the island.
Oh, good.
Like a red zeppelin.
That was funny.
Falling from the air.
You have way too many of those filming.
Holy crap.
Hey, snow melts when it gets wet.
Not evil anime magical
stuff. Not ice. The ice golems made of snow.
And because they fell.
There you go.
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah.
Flattened.
All right, Ethan, you are in the water.
Snow man droppings.
Mm.
eating the snowman.
Mr. Mugger, stop eating my sesame cake.
Mm. Ooh, snowman crap is tasty.
Oh my! Here we go.
Are you able to walk on the water now, or what? What am I seeing down below?
You are seeing snowmen falling into the water. You also see that they were pushed off the island into the water. When the snowmen hit the water, though, they kind of go
bob.
And they just kind of start bobbing forward.
They're dingies.
They don't. They kind of go. They have their little mittens in their dog paddle, no, snowman paddling.
I'm sure Robin can save the day. Time to leave. We've done our job.
Zach, Silver Santa.
Minor action. You get the dog.
Lower down the rope with a bag attached.
Then I use one of my daily powers to summon Treant.
Okay, how big is the Treant?
Medium size, so it's just one square.
Maybe we could, like, seriously, like, just airlift them out of here.
Yeah. With ropes.
Apparently my Treant looks like a penguin.
A giant penguin appears.
Here's there.
He's cute.
Does he have happy feet?
Yes.
He does have happy feet. This is wisdom versus reflex.
Thank you very much. You don't try your weakness.
Like 24.
That hits.
Hit the field and find your weakness.
Nice.
Is it, Maggie? Where's your toy?
Takes 13 points of damage.
Go get that one, Dice.
Go find your toy.
And it would have attempted to grab it, but I can sustain this thing, so. That's actually my whole action. I'm not moving.
All right, Nick.
What? I'm sorry. I was moved on 14. I'm next.
You're in the sleigh.
Okay. Can I get Tinker Bob to possibly lower some rope down to our friends down there? Maybe, hopefully.
Well, the sleigh is right here.
I thought we were hovering over
there. You haven't reached it yet.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Well, he'll drop rope over the side.
No, that's good. Oh. Reel back and
tell me. Is the rope not
attached? Oh, you mean you want me to attach the rest of the rope?
Bob, you try my patience.
No, I'm just, you know, taking things literal, you know, because you're a jackass.
We're
trying to roll
Tinker Bob. Yeah, they're into Drinden.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if Drinden goes over, you're going to get pulled in too.
Why?
You help me keep it up.
You know we're on the same side, right?
Yes. No, because you're pushing us out of the sled. We do not wish to be pushed out of the sled.
Okay.
So please, this is not a safety exercise where we're trying to...
I am expecting this to be pushed out, so... I'm expecting to be pushed out, so I think I'll...
Well, it is your turn now, James.
Okay.
That's where the sleigh has moved to.
So my turn.
Okay.
Unless you want to do something.
Oh. Well...
If not,
the
sleigh has moved
until I get to the island.
Basically.
Squares away...
The sleigh is right here when you act.
How many squares am I away from the peg?
You're way up. Yeah. She just came in.
But yeah, you can let her out if you want to.
She's just, if you want to, she's just going to go out and bark.
Five squares of a...
She's just going to go bark.
I'll cast Blasting Shadows.
Am I within 5 squares of a snowman?
No.
Okay.
Never mind.
Holding action?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to use a...
They drag you along into the sleigh.
First one.
Okay.
What's...
So the first one is you center the square and then it's one square.
Do I need to roll an initiative?
It's basically
or something, or
do that.
You got a
full square.
Five.
Okay.
So, like you hit there and
a burst one goes out from the origin one in every direction.
Okay.
There was a flying kite of ice, but he blew it up with his fireball.
Yeah, I heard that. I'll do a castle.
My Treant looks like a penguin.
What's your speed on, or what's not your speed? What's the range on it? Remember,
this one within 20.
What is the range?
20.
Okay, where are you aiming it?
All right, first one. I'll sit on him, and it'll hit this one.
No, it's centering it on. So these guys are all about here, right?
Yeah.
You probably want to center it there so you can hit these three.
Okay.
It doesn't look like anywhere you're going to go, you're going to hit more than three.
What is it versus?
Versus
it's
will.
That versus. It's d20 plus that versus will.
Yeah.
And you roll for each of them separately.
Okay, for the first. We'll say for the first one in. That's 14. Okay.
14 versus will.
It's gone. It's gone.
11 versus will, critical failure.
Oh, critical failure?
Yeah, nothing.
Another
critical
failure. Oh my god. So
you get an XP at
least. Kill one
though. Something. So snowman actually goes over MP.
Another
on
daily
list.
Huh? Well, we're on the.
You can flying. Carry Ignos instead.
We're flying, so good luck with that.
You still haven't beat my record, which I think was like 5 critical failures in a row.
Awesome.
At least I'll get experience for that.
Wow. He's going for that though. He's going.
That takes time.
What is coming from your face?
Okay, there's a magic backlash on the one.
Just keep on.
You take 8 points of damage.
I heard a noise.
Oh. And on the second one,
take your 8.
Wasn't going inside.
I thought it was.
And this snowman now has a has spell resistance.
Who? What? One of the snowmen has spell resistance now.
Where?
Thanks for me.
This one.
Oh, cool. He's now kind of a yellow color.
This color.
Nice. I want to eat the yellow snow.
All right, Robin. You're in the water.
This guy comes over and goes, go, 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 go.
Nom, 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 nom.
Good witch.
Need sauce.
Take that
up. Combo goblins.
Needs barbecue sauce.
The first one is 15.
Versus what?
AC.
That hits?
The other one definitely hits at the first one.
Which ones are you shooting at?
These two.
Okay.
So who's not the minion, then? But apparently these are all minions.
The hag appears back on the island.
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Poof. Does she actually take up 4 squares?
Yes.
Lovely.
So days until the end of my next turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think not.
Still appears back on the island.
Dazed.
Dazed doesn't mean knocked over.
Sure does.
All right.
At least she's confused.
Okay, it's your turn, Melissa.
It's
your turn.
That's good.
Okay.
Okay.
This is good.
Oh. Actually, though, you take 5 points of damage from its aura.
Okay.
As it whispers evil things in your ear.
Oh.
A 5,
you say?
Mm-hmm.
Shop at Walmart. It has good deals.
Someone's low prices.
Every day.
Cthulhu is your friend. Cthulhu is your friend.
Yeah, there you go.
Walk in.
I'm going to do Cascade of Light.
Embrace your fate.
Wisdom versus will.
Okay.
So walk into the
light.
Walk into the tent.
15.
It's your. It's going to be wisdom modifier.
You saw the control movie, haven't you?
So whatever that modifier is, plus your half your level, which should already be added in, so it should be the next box. Plus your dice 8 or dice 20.
What am I looking at?
Oh, maybe she doesn't. Okay. Well, it's whatever half your level is.
So it's plus 7.
Okay.
Plus 7.
Oh, okay. So 18.
Plus 18. Okay. against will. That is its will, so that will hit.
I'm eating a cookie as I'm doing this because I don't really care about
it. That was a Futurama movie called The Beast with the Million Facts. Yes. But love the
tentacle.
There's a church of the tentacle now.
Yes. Right. Church of the tentacle.
10 points of damage.
All right.
And she's vulnerable. And the target gains vulnerability 5 to all my attacks. Save ends.
Okay. All right. John. That's where they've moved to. You can either hurl yourself out of the sleigh onto the snowman,
or
how
high are we?
Until they fly farther over.
How high are we off the ground?
We're about, about 50 feet.
Oh, wait. 10 squares.
10 squares.
Okay.
It'll only be like concrete at this, this part.
Only. I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm contemplating my desire to kill. Okay.
The snowman.
Tree man.
Spin. Kill tree man. A 9?
No.
A 21?
No. Really, the thing can't be hit, so there's no real point. It's there as long as I sustain it. And it doesn't take damage.
That sucks. Okay, it's your turn.
Minor to sustain the thing. Actually, it's a standard to sustain it for if it's going to attack and it's going to go ahead and squish something else. Squish.
Aww.
And then I use a minor on the dog who gets to go up here. Does a 16 hit its AC?
Yes.
Okay. It goes away.
Poor snowman.
Yes.
It goes into oblivion.
All right, man.
Am I now within 10 squares of the hag?
No.
I'm not within 10 squares of the hag.
Remember, you're 10 squares up.
Make me hurt.
So, we gotta be directly above her.
Okay.
Or lower and closer.
Not really a whole lot I can do aside from fire. Oh,
I guess there's somebody driving the sleigh.
Yeah. Fire crossbow? Or a bolt runner, I guess?
The range.
I was about the range, is it with you?
Probably about 20 squares.
Yeah, 15 over 30.
No, 30 would be long range.
Okay. So.
See, 10. Yeah, you could shoot him. Shoot her. Yeah.
Okay.
Get a minus
on actually. I have a move action left. I'll stuff the silver Santas into my bag.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Which
is AC?
No.
I think so.
Alright.
Rats. It crashes.
He lands it. Everyone out!
He lands it with that on there.
How about no?
It's kind of hovering over the water like this.
You know,
Bob,
you're not really helping here.
No, he moves the side of it so that they're...
Then you're within range.
Closer to the...
Yes, but we're not getting out at this point.
You have fun with that. Scott, it's all your turn.
I'll get out.
Did we not learn anything? From those that get pushed back into the black hair.
I don't have any range at all.
Okay, fine.
I have to.
Okay.
He's running
you get out then.
Good.
I
You're truly
dancing.
Dancing,
apparently.
Your kicker bob isn't.
You're doing the hustle? I don't know.
Taking your
knees.
Oh, yes. I see now.
Can't touch this.
Actually, it's funny when the orcs on WoW do it, though. They do the hammer dance occasionally. It's funny. Will you decide where you're moving? Run to the rest of the road quick.
We just landed. Turn off, yeah.
I'll advance one up to be able to strike the hag. And she disintegrates you for your next action.
No more.
I'll rage strike her. I have to start the rage first before I can do a rage strike, don't I?
You've been raging last play?
I was raging in the same
way.
Stupid
slip. You're working yourself up for the first
time. You had time to do that, yeah.
Yeah. You've heard of road rage. This is a rage.
Ooh,
slay
rage. Oh.
Slay rage.
Will 11 hit her AC?
No.
Probably not.
Okay, then miss and still hit.
We're assuming an 11 does not hit the hag's AC.
No.
Okay, then
I'm gonna have to walk you hard for that one.
I'll do half damage then. That's fine. I don't care.
Poor hag. Just wants to eat. You people. That's what hags do. They eat people.
Offer fuzzy fluffy buddy.
I'll do 8 points of damage with the miss.
Okay. All right.
You don't need to.
My turn. Now.
No, it's James' turn.
I have my action now. I'm holding
your action.
I was. I did. It happened.
Well, I thought my action, but not the
four sword.
I want to jump out and hurl my spear through the hag.
Okay. You guys have your action. You can do that.
Okay.
So go ahead and do so.
All right.
Beat on the poor innocent woman.
She was going to eat me. She's not innocent. Druids give people gas anyway.
It's fun.
She was taking Vino beforehand.
Vino?
So there would be no gas?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, no. See, no, that didn't happen. Unless... Oh, hold on.
No,
unless...
Okay.
Unless... 12 hits the hits his will?
No.
Okay, yeah, that didn't happen.
Fuck you.
Alright, so you hit.
Alright.
Poor hag.
Okay. Let's add this up here.
Yes.
36.
36 what?
Points of damage.
The hag is having a bad day.
Ow! And comes clean off.
All right.
Doubtful, but...
You smack the warts off her nose.
For warts.
Along with her nose.
The warts get cheered off. I'm beautiful again.
I did.
I only had 83 hit points.
How many have we done to it?
84.
Jesus.
Cast Lamp of Light for the win!
Okay, well, there's the hag.
Does everyone else go down sleeping? Oh.
Alright, Melissa, it's all you. There's an exploded hag in front of you. Just her legs standing there.
I see we gather up and make haggis. Well, we do have the boiling water and the
salt
trails.
Pepper,
yeah.
Yeah.
With a good knife and some time, we could do this.
Are the cinnamon minions?
So far, yes.
You were the one that was yellow?
No, that was awesome.
Is he gone now?
That was a perfect finish to that awesome move.
It's always easy to have me fail.
He still was just a yellow snowman.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go back over and get this.
All right. Well, John, it's your turn again. This is your actual turn.
Do I have to do off of me because I'm walking?
I'm going to go pick up my spear, and if the snowmen get closer, I'm going to go up shit on them.
Okay. All right, well, the snowmen, now that they've figured out they can't attack that.
If he does that, the dog will get a swing.
Yes.
Probably will miss with a 11.
Oh,
your head.
17.
It's hard. She didn't notice.
Oh, all right.
The dog took out a soul.
Okay. Is it the yellow one? It's all you.
Is it the yellow one?
No, the yellow one already died.
Ah, I guess.
Sustained as a move action. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Moves up to 6.
Vulnerable.
Oh, and swats the hell out of it.
Yeah, it dies.
That's right. The cutest little thing.
Ching. There are 3 silver Santas.
Here, ching.
Break up a pink one.
Break him up. Okay,
he's searching the hag.
We'll go ahead and get in the sleigh.
She has a nice pair of knives for cooking. And, you know, she has spices and haggish stuff.
Okay.
Haggish?
Haggish.
Leave her haggish stuff.
I crack all 3 open.
Hey, sure, spice, man.
And I'll start divvying out presents.
Now we're
like, smash! Smash!
Smash! Manny, why are
you doing
that? You dog!
Fluffy bunny rabbit. Pull it out.
So if you aren't dead, all those little bunny rabbits probably aren't dead either.
They're just swimming.
They were clubbed in the head and then turned a leg. They drowned.
Maggie!
Back to the whole funeral pyre thing, that was just a joke.
Stop licking my pants, best, weirdo.
What was the tentacle then? What was that, illusion, or what was it?
Oh no, go find out.
That's very nice.
Jump in the lake and find out.
I'll talk to some ogres.
You can go attack the ogres for...
The orcs are still sitting over there fishing.
Yeah, ogres. Orcs are still
do that.
They're just merchants. They sold you goods.
Goods?
Let's go back
bad.
And settle up.
Yeah.
They grabbed what's left of the raft. So they don't charge us a second hour on it. We did get insurance.
They sold us insurance. They didn't charge us a deposit on it.
Yeah, but
so we're good.
Insurance deposit, or was it just not refundable?
You didn't ask. He just gave him money.
Damn it.
Jackson, you have to ask these things. That's funny.
Ask?
Spring. You just take the boat and go.
Right?
Well, the boat is kind of broken.
It's fine.
We can.
We rented it. We had insurance.
Fly over and throw it at
him. There you go.
It's a damn
boat.
It's good to them. Maybe make little slickers out of it or something.
Make slickers.
No nuts! Patch kid!
That's why you get the...
Yes!
That's why you get the insurance on the rental vehicle, you know?
Okay, let's see.
Part of that, you can make more money that way, right?
But if I kill them, we get all our money back.
You need to move a lot. There you go. Have some boots. Merry Christmas! Yeah, I'll deal with that last, because that's funny.
The boots of smart.
No. I'll hold on to the hat.
What is it?
The hat of disguise.
Oh, use it.
You can give it to the toad.
I'm a toad, I'm a frog, I'm a toad, I'm a frog.
What?
Someone there. Fooled ya. It turned me into a newt. You witch. Send this to John.
I can't fit the burning gauntlets.
Oh,
smoking section.
Behave.
Right.
Wand of Erupting Flame. Always a birthday present.
Oh, dear. Make sure it was a wise move. Thank you.
And remember, it's whatever the bonus closest to your level is, so.
May slip feeling.
Damn it.
You.
Cool.
This will come in handy.
Which one was it? Gauntlets. I don't remember. I just randomly grab things, so.
Now, this will be handy when facing snowmen. Just a good old stiff arm will go right through them.
Are you using a mace as your weapon?
No, I have a sickle.
You have a sickle. Would you like a mace to see me? My mace already has multiple magic points, so that's just a separate mace.
I don't need it.
Just like swap out mace.
You could, I guess. You could just be like,
it's like, yeah, I just.
It's not good. I mean, basically, if you use two weapons, you only get the bonuses from one.
I have to.
So,
but if you hold two of them, you get to choose each round, which one. So, like, if you had a fire weapon and an ice weapon,
nice.
You don't get extra attacks. But Oink. You would be like.
Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said, thought I